Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Compact Weekly, powered by the Midwest Compact Touring Series. All the compact racing news in one spot. With your hosts, Drew Jack and Woody.
Welcome to this week's Compact Weekly, powered by the Midwest Compact Touring Series. I am Woody. We have Drew Jack on the line with us. Finally, he's been gone for a few weeks. And, of course, we have Melinda from the International Women's Motorsports Association. Welcome, Melinda. Welcome, Drew. Drew's actually off on a conversation, so he can't hear this. But welcome,
I'm
Melinda.
Here. Hey, Woody. How's it going? Oh, great.
We had a little bit of technical issues, so we had to start a half hour late. We're going to jump right into the show. We have a young lady on the show with us that I have been following for the last few years. I met her at the Midwest Indoor Racing Series in Battle Creek. She was probably only 7 or 8 years old at that time. You got this beautiful blonde hair underneath this cool little pink helmet. The helmet was twice the size of her body. She had the pink mohawk going, and I found out that her name is Faith. I have a daughter named Faith. Automatically became my favorite driver. So first of all, I want to welcome Faith. Lion Faith, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hi. Jeez, what an intro. We're going to jump right into this. We got about 10 or 15 minutes before our next guest, Tiffany, is going to be calling in. So, Melinda, let's go ahead and start your conversation.
All right. Hey, Faith. Melinda Russell here. Nice to have you on the radio tonight. So we're going to get started to let the listeners know more about you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school, you know, when did you start racing, that kind of thing. Just give us a little short version of who you are.
All right. I'm Faith Shook. I'm 15 years old. I'm a freshman at Beale City High School. I love racing, and I love riding horses. I spend a lot of time volunteering at Hopewell Ranch. I started racing 9 years ago when I was 6. I started racing go-karts at Vestburg Kart Speedway.
Okay. So you have a family. Do you have any siblings? Do any of them race, or is it just you?
My older brother raced when I was a lot younger with my dad. I have an older brother and an older sister and a younger brother and a younger sister.
Okay, so you're a middle child. Interesting. Okay, So tell us, where do you normally race? If we wanted to come and watch you, where would we find you?
My home track is Berlin Raceway in Marne, Michigan, near Grand Rapids.
Okay, and what kind of a car do you drive now? You started in go-karts, and so what are you doing now? What kind of car and what class do you race in?
I now race a four-cylinder. It's a Honda Civic in the four-cylinder class. I recently raced Bandoleros, but I just moved up to the four-cylinder 2 years ago.
Okay. So who got you started in racing? This is the one that took you to the track when you were little and you got the bug.
My dad and my older brother raced when I was younger. Ever since I was 3, I loved going to the track and watching them race together. And I kept telling my dad, I want to race, Dad. And so then he was like, okay, you can race. And so I ended up getting his car, and so I raced go-karts for 4 years. But, yeah, it was just 6 years, sorry. But, I just loved watching them race, and I knew I wanted to do it.
Okay. So do you have any marketing partners that you would like to tell us about so they can get a little bit of airtime here?
Oh, yeah. Garrett's Garage, Central Michigan Pest and Wildlife Management, Ace of Diamonds, Dog Central, Mr. Muffler, and several folks in my church drive trip.
Okay. Awesome. Good. So you've raced 9 years. That's a long time for some people, and you're only 15 years old. So what would be your proudest moment so far in your racing career?
I'd say it's hard to pinpoint just one moment that I'm proudest of. One of them would be my first trip to South Bend in Indiana with my bandolero. I set the track record and swept house. I won every race, and it was a lot of fun. I always seem to do well at that track, but I'd have to say that's probably one of the proudest ones I've had.
Okay. All right. So you're a 15-year-old girl. You could be out with your friends on the weekend watching movies or doing whatever, but you choose to spend it at the racetrack. So what is it that you enjoy the most about racing?
I love the exhilaration and speed. Also the competitivism. It's a lot of fun. But I also love the family of racing, the relationships I have with the other drivers and my sponsors and with my fans. It's all one big family right now.
Mm-hmm. So I think I've done, I'm going to have to count them up, about 10 interviews so far this year. And I believe every person, every woman that I've talked to has mentioned the importance of the racing family, that it's one big family. It's not always a happy family, but in the end, when everybody goes home, it's one big family. And you're only 15 years old, and you've already experienced that. So in the off season, which we're in right now in Michigan, what do you do to help get ready for the season to start? Do you work on the car, or are you just the driver?
During the summer, I work on the car a lot, but a lot during the winter, it's mostly my dad and my sponsors, Corey Garrett from Garrett's Garage and Bob from Central Michigan Pest and Wildlife. They do most of the work in the winter because I'm really busy with sports and running and stuff. But I do enjoy working on it. I just don't have a lot of time for it.
Okay. So what's your car number, and how did you choose your number?
My car number is 01. I got the number because that was my dad's number when he raced go-karts. And so when he handed his car down to me, I kept the number.
Okay. All right. So what are some of your goals for your racing career?
Near future, I'd say continue to move up in classes. Someday race professionally, maybe NASCAR.
Okay. And at Berlin, are there a lot of other women or girls that race? Not very many. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, there is 3, sometimes 4 that I normally race with at Berlin.
Okay. And do you have, are you friends with them? Do you have relationships with them, or how does that work?
It's kind of, there's a lot of us, so there's not, I don't know a lot of them personally. I've met a couple of them, and they were really nice, and we talked a lot, but I don't know them very well yet.
Okay. All right. So I guess we had a guest that wants to know, how did you choose your paint scheme?
I actually don't know. I remember the green from Danica's car when I was really, really, really young, and I liked that a lot. And so pink and green were just my favorite colors as a child.
Oh, I like those colors. That's the colors of that I have for my logo for the International Women's Motorsports Association. So that's great. I'm going to have to get you a sticker to put on your car. So you're a girl that's racing. It sounds like you play other sports. Do you think that racing is a good sport for girls to get involved in? And if so, why?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Racing, it seems like it's one of the only sports where boys and girls can play on an even playing field, where we both have the same chances, and it's not dependent on how we're built or how old we are. It's mostly on how the car is and the way we drive. So, but yeah, definitely. I think it's a very good sport for girls to play because it gives us a chance to compete with the boys evenly.
That's a good answer. So what are your friends? You're 15 years old. Are you a sophomore in high school?
I'm a freshman in high school.
You're a freshman in high school. So what do your friends at school think about you racing? Do they come and watch? Do they understand it? Do what?
I have a few friends who love it and support me a lot, but there's also those few who don't get it. So they don't really understand what's going on. So they're not very supportive, but I do have friends who love to go watch me race and love being there.
Okay, good. So other than racing, then what are some other things that you like to do? What kind of sports do you play, or what are some other things that you do outside of racing?
I run track and cross country, and I love to draw and do stuff like that. And I also spend a lot of time volunteering at Hopewell Ranch and riding there.
Okay, that's the horse ranch that you help at.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So after school, you're only a freshman, so you're kind of young. You don't have to really think this out yet. But if the NASCAR thing doesn't work out, what do you think your goals are after school? What else are you interested in trying to do?
I'd like to go to college and become a physical therapist. And then have a horse ranch in the future where used mostly for physical therapy and people with mental disabilities.
Oh, very good. Are you familiar with the Chef Center in Kalamazoo?
No.
Okay, you should Google that. It's CHEF Center, and Google that. I think it's someplace that you'd be interested in visiting at some point. So, Faith, tell me what your what do they call you at the track? You kind of have a nickname. What is that?
Flying Faith.
Then how did you get that nickname, and who gave it to you?
This is kind of a funny story, but when I raced go-karts at Vesper Kart Speedway, when I was six, I would go too fast around the corner so I wouldn't be able to turn all the way, and I'd go off the track, but then I'd like go back on the track, and I'd fly over the banks without losing any ground or anything, so they started calling me Flying Faith.
Oh, I love it. I love that story. That's great. So I'm going to ask you, well, I've asked you a lot of questions. Is there anything I haven't asked you that you would like to share with our audience about yourself or your racing, anybody you want to give a shout out to? I'm going to let you have the floor here for a minute.
I don't think there's any questions, but I do want to just kind of say, like, to other girls racing out there who may be listening or maybe not, just as an inspiration, to dream big and go after your dreams. It doesn't matter if you're a boy or a girl, or it seems like you shouldn't do something because it's always possible. And also surround yourself with people who support you at all times and who love you and make you feel like you can do it.
Very good advice. Very good advice. So, Faith, I really appreciate you hanging in there with us tonight with our little blip of a problem, and for being willing to come on and be on the radio show with us. I will see you at Kalamazoo if you're coming for the Midwest Compact Race. I live very close to there, and maybe I'll try to get up to Berlin this summer and watch you there as well. So thank you so much for being with us tonight. Woody, did you have any questions?
No, like I said, I know. Go ahead, Faith.
Oh, no, sorry. It's okay.
Oh, that's okay. I guess I don't really have any questions. I just look forward to seeing her. I don't know if you actually are going to race Kalamazoo or not. I know you've registered for the Berlin race, and I'm going to talk to your dad. Hopefully we'll get you down at the Kalamazoo race, because I don't know if you know this or not. Did your dad tell you that there's a special – first of all, it's $1,000 to win both races. You get $1,000 to win Kalamazoo, $1,000 to win Berlin. And then – if you win, and you're the first woman to win a feature in the Midwest Compact Touring Series for the 2018 series, we're going to give you an additional $1,000. So that's a little incentive to talk to your dad. You need to come down to Kalamazoo and race. If not, we will see you in Berlin, and I know you do. Every once in a while, you'll go down to Spartan Speedway, and I see you down there a couple times a year on the Sunday shows. So I can't wait to see you again. As I said, you're my favorite female driver out there, and I love watching you keep growing in the sport. So we want to thank you for being on the air with us, and we'll continue following you in your career. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, good luck this year,
Faith.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's my favorite female driver, and I don't say that to every driver because she is. It helps having her as the first name of my daughter, too. So that's pretty good.
Very cool. Nice young woman.
Yes, she is.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. What's the pattern? You tell me the
pattern.
No,
I was going to say, don't you see a pattern here with these young women that we interview, how mature they are? And
they've
been really grown up beyond their years.
Yes, and well, part of it too. You're looking at how many years did Faith been racing?
9 years.
No, she's been racing 9 years. It's not like she jumped in the car last week and started racing. She's been doing this, and her dad's been. And I don't. If, when you meet her, you need to meet her father. You're going to get a kick out of her father. He is a great guy, very spiritual, and he's one of those kind of guys that will get the shirt off his back, help you out in any way. I think he's helped groom her. Natalie, of course, has been groomed. Natalie Decker, which we had on your show last time.
Yeah.
And so a lot of them have been doing this for a few years, which was really cool.
Right. Yeah.
And I still work with a lot of drivers that need some help. And that's something that, you know, RW Motorsports Marketing does help out with, is helping you with interviews and stuff like that. Right now, we're waiting for Tiffany to call us. I don't know much about Tiffany. We're going to find out a lot of information. She's an up-and-coming racer. I understand that. And hopefully she'll be calling in pretty soon.
Well, Woody, I did Facebook stalk her, so I know she's from British Columbia, Canada, I believe. So.
Yes.
Oh, she's
That's
one
right.
of our Canadian drivers.
Yes.
While we're waiting for Tiffany, Drew, let's talk a little bit about our first race. 45 days, we got Kalamazoo Speedway. That so far it's going to be a great race. I know we're going to talk about a story about you and Jason have a bet going on after we're done with Natalie. Not Natalie, I'm sorry, Tiffany. But let's talk about it. 45 days, our first opening night. We have, what, how many cars you said registered? 46? 47?
We have, I believe, 48 now. We got a couple new guys that are in Lady, new guys that were registered today. I'll get that updated probably towards the weekend. We're very excited that we have I'm expecting that we're going to have the close to 60 cars at Kalamazoo on April 27th. These are going to be outlaw front-wheel drives running for $1,000 to win, possibly $2,000 to win. It'll be the largest season opener, largest regular season opener in compact history. So truly looking forward to it, and we're going to have a lot of fun. But Woody, it looks like your guest has joined us here, so
yes,
we'll
she
let
has.
Melinda take it away.
All right, Melinda, I want to welcome Tiffany to the Midwest Compact Touring Series, the Compact Weekly, powered by Midwest Compact Touring Series. Tiffany, we got a lot of learning to do about you. You understand that you live in British Columbia?
Yeah, I do.
Great. What do you race up there?
I race mini stocks.
Cool. We have our specialist. We have I don't want to call her a female specialist, but we have a lady that runs the International Women's Motorsports Association. Melinda Russell's on the air with me, and she does a lot of the interviews, and we have our females on, and I just want to introduce you to her. She's going to ask you a bunch of questions and just have fun. Melinda, welcome.
Hi, Tiffany. It's good to have you on the show tonight, and I want you, if you would, to pronounce your last name for me so I don't butcher it.
It's Vercake.
Vercake. Okay, just like it looks, but I wanted to be sure. So it's Tiffany Vercake, and you already learned she's from British Columbia. So I'm going to ask you some questions, and we're just going to talk here for the next 10, 15 minutes and let our listeners hear all about you. So first, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your age if you want to, do you still go to school, do you work, do you have a family? Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm 17. I just turned 17 back in October. I am going to school. I'm finishing my last year of grade 12, and I'm also doing a college course. And I have a job. I'm actually looking for a second job right now.
Okay. And you race.
Yeah.
So you're a busy gal, busy gal. So can you tell us, do you have a home track that you race at, or do you race in some kind of a series?
I race at, my home track is Peguera Speedway.
Okay, and where is that?
It's in Prince George, British Columbia.
Okay. All right. And then do you ever race any other tracks, or is that pretty much the only place you go?
No, I went to Quesnel and Williams Lake.
All right. And those are in Canada as well? Okay. I'm going to ask you kind of a silly question, and I don't know if you're going to know this, but have you ever brought your race car across the border into the States?
Actually, I'm going to this summer.
Okay. I was just curious about, you know, the coming through the border there, what kind of questions you're going to get about bringing a race car into the state. I'll be interested to hear that from you after you do that. So tell us a little more about your car and what class you race, and explain that a little bit in case someone doesn't know what that is.
Okay. I started off in Hornets. It's like the beginner's class. I started when I was 15, I think. And I got bumped up to mini stocks. It's a class right above it. It's kind of in between the middle, like the fast cars and the little cars. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. So who got you interested in racing?
My dad.
Your dad. Did your dad race?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. All right. So I assume he must be one of the guys that helps you on the car. Who else?
Yeah, he's my main man.
He's your main man. That's good.
Yeah.
Your dad should be your main man. So do you have anybody else that you want to give a shout to that helps you on a weekly basis or every so often on your car?
Yeah, actually, I got my friend Kevin. He's also works at the place that sponsors me. It's OK Tire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, honestly, it's just us three.
Okay. So that's a lean crew that gets all that work done, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So do you have any other marketing partners besides them?
Yeah, I have my main sponsor is Buckhorn Mechanical, and I have Snap-on, OK Tire, Good to Go Pilot Cars. I have a whole bunch. I actually can't remember them off heart.
Okay. All right. That's all right. So what is your proudest moment that you've had in racing so far?
I'd have to say when I first won.
Okay. And when
was
that?
That was, I think, when I first started in 2015.
Okay. All right.
I was doing really crappy for, like, about a month or two into the race season, and then all of a sudden something snapped, and it went really good from there on.
Okay. Well, that's always good when that happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what is your car number?
It's 13.
Oh, lucky 13. So how did you choose that number?
We bought the car, and it was actually bright green and with a big purple 13, and we were like, you know what, that's pretty cool. We like that color, so it stuck.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's as good a reason as any to have a 13 on your car. So is there anyone special that you race against that you particularly, you know, you kind of have a little competition, but it's a friendly competition, a certain person that you like to race against, or maybe that you don't like to race against?
There's definitely a few I don't like to race against, but there is one who I love to race with. He taught me pretty much everything that I know.
Okay, and what is his name?
His name is Justin Hall.
Okay, all right. So what are your goals for your racing career?
I'd love to go big. Like, one day, that's my dream, is to go big, like, into the NASCAR and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So are there other girls and women that you race against or that race at your track, or are they few and far between?
There is one more. Her name's Desiree Case. She's in a class above me. She's been doing this for, I think, 6 or 7 years now.
Okay. So it's just you two gals at your track, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you were going to tell a young girl who wants to get started in a sport and she's considering racing, what would you tell her? Why is racing a good sport for girls to get into?
I tell her to just go for it, because honestly, it's the best thing I've ever decided to do in my life. It's so much fun, and there's so much you can learn and do from it.
Okay. So tell me at least one thing that you've learned from being involved in racing. Could be about the car, about racing outside of the car.
I've learned that not all people are nice when it comes to racing, and I've kind of just learned to deal with it.
Okay. I would say that's a life lesson, because out in the
yeah.
world, everyone's
oh,
not
yeah.
so nice either.
Yeah.
So that's not a racing lesson. That's a life lesson. So what are
yeah,
other things?
I guess.
What are some other things that you do outside of racing?
Not a whole lot. I go quadding. I go hunting. That's pretty much it.
Okay. All right. And you're still in school, so
yeah.
What is your favorite subject in school?
Probably science.
Okay. Well, that's
yeah.
good. That kind of has to do with the race cars a little bit, the science of how they work and all that. Do you have a favorite race car driver?
Dale Earnhardt.
Oh, yeah. Good choice. Good choice.
Without a doubt.
So, without a doubt. So, it's nice to actually get to talk to you, Tiffany. We met on Facebook, which if you've heard any of my other shows, you'll know that I've met probably 95% of the women that I've interviewed or that I've talked to or done stories on in our magazine. I've met through Facebook, which has been such a blessing to me to meet young girls like you who have a passion for racing and share it not only on the radio show tonight, but we will also invite you to be featured in our magazine. So is there anything else that you would like to share about your racing career, thanking anybody, just some last thoughts on your end?
I'd like to thank everyone who supported me on doing this.
Okay. All right. That
yeah.
sounds good.
Melinda?
So, yeah.
All right.
Go
so
ahead,
I've
Drew.
Done some research. I've done some research while you guys have been chatting. And
all right.
So back from my hockey days, I'm pretty familiar with some of the Canadian areas with that. And she is way north. She is about 10 hours north of Seattle. So that's not what I would say is racing country. So let's educate our northern Michigan, Indiana, United States race car drivers. Up in Canada, what is the average car count, Tiffany? What would you say? Because like you're almost closer to Alaska than what you are anything else.
Yeah. In Prince George, we have, I think, 5 cars from PG, and then we probably get another 4 cars from, like, towns beside us and everything like that.
Wow. So 9
so
cars.
Yeah, it's hard. It's not a high car count at all.
Mm-mm. So if you come to the state, where would you go? Great.
I think we're going to Washington.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's a couple of pretty good series over there. There's one that's called the Royal Purple Compact Series, I believe, or something mm-hmm. similar to that.
Okay.
I'll definitely get some information over to Melinda so that she can get that to you.
Okay.
So definitely, I was curious to what part of British Columbia you are, and there doesn't appear that there is very many racetracks in your area. So
there's
what
not.
Size what size racetrack do you actually race on?
Just under a quarter mile.
There's actually a lot of quarter miles here in the States as well, too. So I'm kind of catching on a little bit. Sounds like you have a Hornet class. And then a mini stock in our area is like a rear-wheel drive Mustang. But for the mini stock class, and it's referred to as some tracks, like in the stateside, do call the front-wheel drives or the compacts and mini stocks as well.
Yeah.
What type of car do you have? Did it look like a Saturn that you may have?
I have a 2002 Sunfire.
Sunfire, close.
Yeah.
Not good with my car. I'm a promoter, but the car aspect of it is not on my side. So what are some of the biggest challenges weather-wise racing that far north? So you got to have quite a short racing season up there.
We start in May, and Prince George starts in May, and we finish in September. But there is some places that go until October.
That's got to be pretty cold that far north.
It gets pretty cold.
So With the other drivers that you race with, what's the most intriguing thing that's happened on a racetrack with you? Woody flipped the school bus. Woody's our other co-host. I think I ended up in the third pits one time at Kalamazoo. That's really hard to explain. Only the people at Kalamazoo Speedway would know that. So on the racetrack, we talked about your win being the most exciting thing. What's the most unusual thing that you may have seen that might not be normal?
Honestly, I'm not sure, because every race day something happens. It's not.
The one track that, if you are going stateside, I think it's called Evergreen Park or Evergreen Motor Speedway. It is near probably Seattle. Definitely do some research on that. I've heard nothing but that's one of the most beautiful racetracks that you'll see. We have a pretty good partner that we work with, the Mussie Sprint Cars. They have a sister or parent, not really, I wouldn't say, but a similar sprint car series. And every time that I talk to Jim Hank from the Mussie Sprint Cars that are located here in Michigan, about every time I hear Evergreen Speedway out in the Northwest. So definitely on the recommendations. What are the time difference there? So you are probably looking at like 6 o'clock right now?
Yeah, it's 6:01.
6:01? Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't mean to hijack this, but I just found it very interesting. Having Melinda part of our show is very eye-opening, and being able to meet a lot of different young ladies from different aspects of racing. And I have to say, I never thought Melinda would bring somebody on as far north as you are, so that's pretty darn cool.
Thank you.
Hey, it's all from Facebook. So, I've met some of the coolest, most interesting young women by doing this, and Tiffany's right up there at the top. So, I appreciate that you were on with us, Tiffany, and shared your story with us, and would love to follow you a little bit and see how you're doing this year. So I'm sure on your Facebook page we'll be able to do that as well.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and then make that trip to Evergreen. That sounds like a great place to go, and it's probably a once in a lifetime experience. So check that out. So, you guys have any other questions for Tiffany?
Well, this, Melinda, I would invite her to a Midwest Compact Touring Series race, but that is a lot of gas money. That's probably almost a 40-hour trip for her.
That's a long drive.
Maybe when she's out of school and she's got an opportunity and she picks up that fourth job, maybe we'll send her an invite to fly out to some of the tracks that we have here in the Midwest.
And put her in somebody's car. Yeah, we'll put her in somebody else's car and let her drive it. That's a great idea.
Well,
I think we should do that. Sounds fun.
Well, that's my thought process, because you're talking to somebody that may be getting back into the car ownership here this summer. So
okay, there you go. All right, Tiffany, you heard it here first. So down the road, we're going to get you here and let you race some, at least a race or two here in Michigan. So that would be amazing to have you come here and visit us and get to meet you face to face. So, yeah, that would be awesome. So, unless you have anything else to add, Tiffany, that's everything that I have. Did you have anything else you wanted to share?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again for being so willing to take a chance on two guys and a gal from the Midwest that you had no idea anything about them. And be on our radio show. I really appreciate it, and it was good to talk to you. So,
thank you.
I'm gonna bow out. Yeah, I'm gonna bow out, guys. Woody and Drew, you've got the rest of the show on your own, and I'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you, Melinda. We'll see you next week, and enjoy those grandkids down there in that nice warm weather. Thank you, Tiffany.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Well, Woody.
Well, Drew.
Pretty good show there for last minute.
Yes, it was. I found that was real, like you said, finding somebody as north in Canada as Melinda did. She does an awesome job at what she's doing and the cause that she's doing. The International Women's Motorsports Association has really succeeded her goals. I know I sat down with her not even 6 months ago, and we started this up, and it's just blowing up. So let's
absolutely
talk about... Go ahead.
No, I started to do some research while Melinda was talking, and I was like, how far is that from Seattle? Because she was talking about going stateside, so I was wondering if she was, like, near Vancouver. But that is, it is literally, I can tell you how far it was. It was 893 kilometers from Seattle, Washington, and it's 10.16 hours. So we'll definitely have to get her back on the show here someday soon and kind of talk a little bit more about some of the differences between the compact racing in the Great White North and what's up here, because probably a lot of difference. But we got some we'll probably take about 20 minutes here to wrap up the show. We started about 30 minutes late today because somebody accidentally scheduled this for a 15-minute talk show tonight. So I'll take the blame for that one. Woody, we got a little announcement to make here tonight. I may have alluded to it in our first attempt for a show tonight, but we got a brand new sponsor to the Traveling Series for the Midwest Compact Touring Series. You and I have been working on trying to make our driver base happy with, and Jessica as well, for a race here at a racetrack in Michigan. We have secured about $1,500 in sponsorship to make this race happen. One way or another, we're going to have another $1,000 to win race, if it's going to be at this track or another one a little bit more north of it. But we've always talked about our driver sponsoring our series, helping out and stepping up. I would like to send a big thank you to Adam Otto, Adam Kryakowski, one of our three-time feature winners from last year, has stepped up with a nice sponsorship package with the Midwest Compact Touring Series. So, Adam, thank you very much for what you've done for the Traveling Series to try to help us secure it. And what the awesome thing was, he said that he'd be happy to sponsor the series. And even if we don't obtain that race at that track, we're trying to work on securing. Hopefully we'll know here in the next 24 to 48 hours. He said we could apply that money to another race. So that's just the standout first class that Adam K is.
Yeah, I know. On the track that we're trying to secure, there's been a lot of inquiries about drivers wanting to hit this track. So I'm really pushing the owner. I know, Drew, you're doing the same thing. And I think, you know, we're close. We're real close to doing the deed. It's just pinning down the track owner. He's a very busy man along with us. And just dotting the I's and crossing the T's. And I think it's a good, done deal, I think. At least I hope. If not, we've got another track that we're working on.
Well, also, I want to send a big thank you to Powerstream TV. They are the second half of that sponsorship trying to get us into that racetrack. So Patrick McNamara, Adam Kryakowski, or Kryakowski, certainly big supporters of our Traveling Series. Patrick, one of the original founders of the Midwest Compact Touring Series, now has moved south. So we're still plugging away at it. Well, let's talk about opening night a little bit. April 27th, Jason Seltzer, the announcer from the Kalamazoo Speedway, and I have a little bet. And I got a message from my tech guy today saying that either I'm going to have to pay him a little bit more or I'm going to have to take him to the Ditka Steakhouse with us. So if we get over 50 cars, which is a very good possibility at Kalamazoo Speedway for our $1,000 to win show, sponsored by Horvath Design and HD Photo and RW Motorsports Marketing, helping with that $1,000 purse there. We are going to have to go to Ditka's Steakhouse one way or another in Chicago. Jason Seltzer has got the under of the 50 cars. I have the over. What do you think? What do you think? I'm going to be eating a nice, big, juicy steak here in a couple of
I think that you're going to be doing a Facebook Live posting of Jason forking over some money for that big stake, because what do we have registered right now? 45, 46. We still have 45 days left. Lots of drivers have heard about the $1,000 to win, and we have quite a few females trying to take the money from our W Motorsports Marketing, another $1,000 if a female can win that A feature on that. So I have a feeling that we're going to hit that 50 mark and possibly even a 55 or 60 car mount or mark. And what will that put us into, Drew, if we do that? Is it going to be an A, B feature or A, B, C?
Anything above 40 cars, we're going to go with a C feature. Gary Howe has been very nice to us at the Kalamazoo Speedway by allowing us to be a part of a pretty prestigious opening, one of the probably biggest season openers in the Midwest, the Intimidator 100. It's a big outlaw super late model race. They get between probably 25, 30 outlaws, and these are the Terry Senekers, the J.R. Rorick's. Some big names will be there. So just to be a part of that show, because they're always cramped for time with that big 100 lapper. And then I think when we were talking about this originally back in September, October, for the big grand win show, I think we estimated probably 25, 30 cars. And then just about a month ago, when we started putting this out, I realized we might be in a little bit of trouble. So I gave Gary a heads up, and Gary was actually pretty ecstatic that we could be closer to the 40 to 45 range. And now we're looking possibly towards the 50 or to 55 range. So, and the reason why I say this, we have 23 cars of the 46 that I had on the registration as of last night are from out of state. We got a young lady coming from Minnesota with her teammate, four drivers out of the Wisconsin stable. We picked up another one last night. There may be one or two more, two out of Illinois, I believe a handful out of Indiana, and I believe eight drivers from the state of Ohio with the possibility of some more coming. So out of those 46 cars, Woody, we only have 23 locals, and I imagine we're going to be tapping into your home track, the Galesburg Speedway, Jessica's home track, the Berlin Raceway, Springport Speedway. There may be some Thunderbird drivers coming down. There's a couple Hartford Speedway guys that have shown interest. We haven't even tapped into that Northern Indiana Angola Bear Field. We've gotten some calls. So, you know, sitting at 48 right now, we just got another registration. If you give me a second here, Bill Tomlinson, who's an outlaw late model regular, has become a car builder or fabricator, became pretty good friends with the Biddles and become a part of that team. As of 2:03 Central Time, Nick Nugent from South Bend, Indiana, is our latest entry. There is another one. You're going to have to forgive me. It takes me about seven times to realize he's entered these races. So we're looking to be pretty stout. We do have 31. Faith made 31 for Berlin Raceway. And I expect that we'll probably pick up a few Berlin regulars that are not on our list yet. So to say I'm beyond a little bit of excited, I truly am. So that leads me into my next thing. The reason why I keep going deep in the car count conversation, we want to make sure that we can give a deeper purse. I've been open and honest with my supporters. We're tapped out financially for the money that we can personally invest into this. We put a lot of money on our end to make this happen for the larger purse to win. Gary Howell from the Kalamazoo Speedway, without a shadow of a doubt, didn't even hesitate to say this when we were speaking with him, trying to get a marketing package together. And I'm asking my drivers, my crew members, my fans, our sponsors, the Bill Clewell, Tony Libretto's, these guys that own these small businesses, the Dale McGann's that have always been there for us. $100 package gets you two tickets to the Kalamazoo Speedway. That's a $40 value, because it's a $20 bill, I believe, to get in opening night, Woody. Is that correct?
Not quite sure, but I think you're right around there.
Yeah, so $40 value to get in, plus you get unlimited social media plugs for being a part of it. You will get public address announcements. Jessica met with the Berlin Raceway. They came up with a great idea. We're going to try to incorporate it somehow, but for what we're doing for Kalamazoo right now, they're going to get an 8x10 photo from either HD Photo or RW Motorsports Marketing that will have their company logo on it of our starting field. So really excited about this. It's a $100 bill. A lot of times if you put $100 up, you barely get a thank you for you know, helping on that show. Tim Horvath, Tim Horvath Design, Jason Seltzer will be on the mic all night long for the Midwest Compact Touring Series that night. They will have specific instructions to be beating the drum on every $100 sponsor. So we have set up a personal goal of 15 $100 sponsors for Kalamazoo. Once we get that ball rolling, we're going to work on the same thing for Berlin Raceway. But Woody, our ultimate goal of this is to make sure that one guy walking out with $1,000 and, you know, another guy $75 for finishing last, we want to be able to maybe add, you know, $750 to $800 to the A feature purse and then take the, you know, other $750 and $700 and split that in half and be $350 and $350 into the B and C to help those guys that have traveled a long distance that may not have the opportunity to even race for the $1,000 to win. They're not coming to these races to make money. They're coming to support the series that has traveled to their tracks in Wisconsin and Ohio to give them another opportunity to race. So I'm truly excited on that aspect of it. We got to make this work, but we got to make it work as a team. So
we also have, from what I understand, Galesburg has thrown in a little bit of money to their highest finishing driver. Is that what it is, or how is that working out?
That is absolutely correct. A good supporter of Galesburg Speedway. We'll keep them anonymous right now because I'm not sure if you really wanted that public reported who put the money up, but it is being used underneath the Galesburg Speedway. It was our first $100 sponsor. So I know Jacob Alexander, Danny Bird, Danny Payne. There's a couple other Berlin, McKenna Snyder, and Camille Lewis Park. Are all out.
And we'll get some more of those drivers on there. You know,
Camille wins. She could win $2,100. How about that? Or
I know that. I'm sure that they will be happy doing that. I think Danny Payne might be. Knowing Danny, he's probably going to build a car for his his wife too. She's a good little racer herself. We've still got plenty of racers over at Galesburg that hasn't signed up yet, so I'll be hitting the pavement on them guys too. It's a great opportunity and even a great way to walk away with an extra $100 too. So I'm sure that we're going to get them involved heavily. I know a lot of the drivers are still working on their cars, but everybody's still working on their cars. I don't think I've even heard of one driver that's got their car finished yet, but like everybody says, we got 45 days before opening night. We have Kalamazoo Speedway's got their open practice, I think, a week before that. Galesburg Speedway's practice is the 28th. I'm not sure when Berlin's is. I'm sure Jessica will pipe in a second, let us know when Berlin's is. And all the tracks will be starting up practice about a week or two before that. But they're still working on their cars. I'd like to see some pictures of our drivers' cars. So we can start posting those on social media. I want to do some stuff on there, get some good marketing done before the racing starts. And then, of course, I can't wait to get going. I know, with HD Photo and RW Motorsports Marketing, the first two races especially, we're going to be hard and heavy into getting some great images for our drivers that we could be used for publication for us, but also the drivers can use for sponsorship or creating hero cards or any type of other media they may need. They can always contact HD Photo or RW Motorsports Marketing for that. And then, of course, I'm going to be contacting all of the different track photographers and making sure that they do great coverage of our drivers when they're there. I talked to one the other day who's very ecstatic, I guess you should say, about when we come to his track. So we're going to have some really good media going on this year.
Absolutely, and we got to talk a little bit about our West and East. We officially posted our all the traveling through these schedules. Right now, I know I've been down sick for a few weeks. I had the Woody cough, as we call it. We did have a week ago a very good conversation with the Lorain County Speedway. I don't think we made mention of it on our radio show last week. We have two dates there, August the 18th and September 29th and 30th. We're back for their Cavalcade weekend for our championship week again there. So we had 29 cars here last year. We're extremely excited to be back at Lorain County Speedway. So that marks, I believe, four Ohio tracks now. We got Sandusky, Lorain, Midvale, and Paintsville. So, excuse me. So truly excited about that. I know you sent some pictures over to Randy Jr. We have 25 cars on our registration list for Paintsville. It just picked up at least, that's probably six now, four more today that I saw that were posted. I plan on being there. So what do you, I know your schedule is tight, but we're going to have to get you down to one of those Ohio tracks this year because it's a beautiful place. And I think I have an idea, July 6th at the Sandusky Speedway. Oh, you'll be at Kalamazoo. Never mind. That won't work. So.
Well, I might. That's a Friday, though, right?
That's a Friday. So.
Well, yeah, it's hard for me having two tracks on Friday, but I can always have a fill-in, and I do. I've been to Sandusky, Kyle, for their hangover race, and it's one of those facilities that it was too cold for me to photograph, so I just sat in the stands with my other photographer, Bubba, and just kind of hung out there, and I'd like to go back and shoot. There's a couple cars series there that I would love to see. So we can try to pencil it in. It's hard for me to get out, but I do need to get out and get our other series going, too.
Absolutely. And one thing that I want to mention, A.J. Moore from the Lake Erie Speedway, one of the coolest things I've seen is, you may have seen it come across our Facebook media, every time that we post something, AJ's always liking our posts, always tagging drivers in it. He is the first guy that gave us an opportunity with our Mid-Ohio or E-Series, as we call it now, has strongly become one of our stronger supporters over there with the Randy Juniors and Chris's at Midvale. And it's just great to see these promoters getting involved and taking the investment with it. We don't even have a race at the Galesburg Speedway here in Michigan. And I see Kevin England always posting on our personal social media, being very excited about what we're doing with the Midwest Compact Touring Series and going out of his way to show it means a lot that people show their appreciation for what we're doing. Cause those guys know what we do to make this all happen, and it's not easy. So it's just another tap in our back, or pat on the back, and great to see. So do you want to talk some Wisconsin racing now, Woody?
Wisconsin, love my Wisconsin. There's some great promoters over there, great tracks over there. We're going to have some great racing, and a lot of our big-time champions and stuff have been coming from over there. So what's going on in Wisconsin, Drew?
Well, I pretty much was going to cave in and say that's our five-race schedule for 2018. Greg Oliver from the Midwest Dash Series stepped up and wanted to do a joint show with us at Hawkeye Down Speedway in June. That's going to be a tremendous fun time. But our good friend, our track promoter of the year, Greg McCarnes from the Madison International Speedway, stepped up with three dates this year, July 14th at Grundy County Speedway, May 24th and 25th at Madison International Speedway and Jefferson Speedway. Greg's another one that's very close and sees what's going on. I see him post or like some stuff for our series. Great individual. And then with those five races that we have on the calendar right now, we also have Rockford Speedway, I think in July. We're there with actually the Must See Sprint Cars. It was kind of cool how that worked out. I was about ready to pack it in and say that's our five-race schedule. One of our strong supporters up in the Great White North in Wisconsin actually recommended to speak to a track promoter up there. So it looks like we may be adding a sixth race to our 2018 schedule. still got a little bit more to go on the communications with that. I wasn't able to connect with that promoter tonight. We'll try tomorrow. So we're looking like we'll have six races up there, which is more than enough for our first season up there. So that can only grow. The only problem is, as this grows, we're going to need to find another clone for myself, because I can't continue to do 24 races a year within about a 1,500-mile race.
Yeah, it's when you came to me and said, "Hey, Woody, I want you to hear my awesome plan I'm going to do this year." And I was like, "How are you going to do that? Drew's going to be running all summer long." That's why Jessica and I have stepped up to help you out as much as we can. We do have our own little businesses that we run, but we're here to help out in any way. And we're trying our best. There's a reason we work with you, Drew, is the passion you have. You're not in it for the money. You realize that, you know, if you're in it for the money, that you're in it for the wrong reason. And a lot of our drivers realize that too. I mean, they're not, their ambition's not to be the next Jeff Gordon or Dale Earnhardt Jr. Their ambition is to have a little fun, drive fast, enjoy life, and spend time with their family. And that's the kind of drivers we're looking for.
Well, absolutely, Woody. I want to bring one of our friends on the air a little bit, Jessica, to talk about the Berlin Raceway. They're going to open up before anybody in Michigan, I believe. I did see our friend Crazy Ron Flynn at the Crystal Motor Speedway actually pushed back his race to, I believe, April 21st now. So I think they're opening the same day as Berlin on that. So, Jessica, are you there?
You might have caught her off guard.
You did.
She is. I was like, Jessica, does she know she's coming on? I didn't say anything to her.
Nope, you guys threw me in there. Here I am.
That is not true. Did I not tell you before this? That is not true. So, Jessica, we hadn't had an opportunity to talk here in a while because I've been sick. Woody's been getting us all contaminated with the great Woody cough. Talk about what's going on for HD Photo and then the Berlin Raceway as well.
HD Photo is just really, we're trying to get everything ready for the season. Getting some templates made up for our hero cards, getting our prices set, all that kind of fun stuff. You know, I'm sure Woody's in the same boat as I am. Berlin, we have practice on April 7th and April 14th, and then we have our opening on April 21st, and it's a packed show. So lots of great racing that night, that's for sure.
Absolutely. I know you've been talking to Nick quite a bit, and I think we need to see if we can actually get Nick on the show next week, or at least a representative from the Berlin Raceway.
We'll have to see whose arm I can twist.
You'll have to put it this way. Either tell him he comes on the show next week as the Berlin Raceway representative, or we're bringing Timmy Horvath from Horvath Design to be the spokesperson for the Berlin Raceway. I'm sure that'll get a quick answer.
I'm sure that will get an answer, yes.
Absolutely, Jessica. Well, we appreciate everything that you do for our series and Woody as well. Unfortunately, that clock of 40-some days just keeps getting smaller and smaller every day. So we got a lot of work cut out for us. I kind of put a challenge out to our drivers next week here on the Compact Weekly. Jerry Lee Woody is going to be on the show with yourself and me. We're going to do kind of a little telethon or whatever you want to call it for $100 sponsors through the entire show. We'll maybe do some extra perks to get that done and get that rolling. So we want to take care of these drivers traveling long distance. I tell Jason Seltzer this, in all fun, we do these bets for fun and to help promote the sport. And Jason would love us to succeed to get those 50 race cars at Kalamazoo Plus. But we got to be able to take care of those guys that are coming distances. You know, It's going to cost $120 round trip to get down there from northern Michigan or northern Indiana in those series. So we want to be able to take care of those guys. We need some help. I'll probably get Jason on the show next week to help us with this as well, because he's really good at this kind of stuff. But, you know, you look at Ashley Bell coming from Farmington, Minnesota. Holy cow, Phil Maloff, our defending champion. I sometimes joke to say he is like our racing Canadian champion, because he's not too far from Canada, from Manitou, Waterick, Wisconsin. He's probably got about 8-hour trip. He's probably the closest out of all of us to our young Tiffany Rose that was on the show from British Columbia today. So we definitely, maybe over the next couple weeks, are going to switch a little bit more focus on our show, trying to promote our drivers within. Because with the Midwest Compact Weekly, so we kind of make it promoting compact racing, and that's what we want to do, especially with Melinda's International Women's Motorsports Association. But it's getting go time. So next week, I'm hoping that we'll be able to get Nicole DeVos on the show with us. I know Melinda will have a special guest as well from her International Motorsports Racing Association. And then Chris Jackson from Wisconsin once, or excuse me, I got corrected, out of Beloit, South Beloit, Illinois, wants to come on the show. He's working on his car. We got to get Adam Krakowski on. So we got a lot of things coming, guys, and hopefully when the engineer of this show doesn't schedule it for a 15-minute show, we don't have to restart it as well next week. So in closing, Woody, what do you got? What's happening?
I just want to talk about sponsors again. I want to first of all thank our newest one, Adams Auto, coming on board for the special race that we're going to be running. We'll be talking more about that soon. Talk about PowerStream TV. If you want to cut the cord, save some money. I've saved thousands of dollars this year just by cutting the cord and going to streaming TV. We'll be doing some live on that pretty soon. I'll be getting with Patrick McNamara and seeing kind of what he wants us to do and our promotion-wise, and we'll be having PowerStream TV coming to you soon. I also want to thank Jessica for coming on board, and Melinda for helping us out quite a bit, a lot, our guest, Tiffany, and, of course, Faith.
Jessica, what do you have in closing this week? What's going on this week at HD Photos? And maybe you can speak for Timmy at Horvath Design as well, because I know we're getting close to getting those shirts designed for the Touring Series as well.
I'm not sure I can talk for Timmy. I was at the office yesterday, and I was there for maybe 15 minutes, and he had probably 5 or 6 phone calls in the time that I was there. I mean, he's just all over the place and then running out the door, busy, busy, busy for everybody right now. But he has some great things that he's working on.
Absolutely. And then how can they reach out to you for HD Photos to get the hero cards and pictures ordered, especially for our race at Berlin Raceway coming up on April 28th?
They can contact me right on HD Photo on our Facebook. We have a Facebook and we also have a Smug Mug. And I'm on Facebook. They can contact me through Horvath Design as well, whatever's easiest.
All right. Well, with that, don't forget, every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, the Women's Motorsports Network airs live right here on our Blog Talk Radio channel. Melinda actually had a very special guest today, Natalie Decker from ARCA, the pole sitter. So she came out of the box swinging hard on her second show, so we'll see what she has in tap next week. Right here on Compact Weekly, powered by the Midwest Compact Touring Series, we'll be back next Wednesday, 8 o'clock. We'll definitely work on seeing what Melinda's guest is for the International Women's Motorsports Association. We'll work within our series to get some promoters and drivers on here over the next couple weeks gearing up to race time. So truly thankful for everybody. Our ratings have been going up each and every week. Hopefully my little kibosh this week doesn't hurt our ratings, but we'll at least get this out in archive. I know Moose Wayne Stack was listening today, so a shout-out to Moose. It's race season, guys, and we are less than almost a month away from race cars at least hitting the track for opening practice. So, Woody, we'll let you take it home and close it for this week, and thanks again, everybody.
All right, guys. See you next week.
Have a good week, everybody.
You're listening to Compact Weekly, powered by the Midwest Compact Touring Series. All the compact racing news in one spot. With your hosts, Drew Jack and Woody.